Our first scripture reading today is from Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Our second reading is from Jeremiah 31, verse 3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yes, I have loved these with everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness I have drawn thee. These are God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Larry, for playing that for me again. I had him play it again because it's a special song to me and Cherish. We watch Daniel Tiger in the mornings, and we listen to the tape. We have, they're on Spotify. Can you believe it? So we put Daniel Tiger on our ride to school. But this song, You Are Special, it just touched my heart, and I just knew there was a sermon in it. And as I was getting prepared to talk to fathers today, it just kind of really became overwhelming to me that our fathers are special. They are special to us. And that's kind of where the title came from. And I wanted you to just see, when Lori showed me the video, it really touched my heart because I was thinking of my father and how special he is or was to us, us six children. And so I thought, well, I'll just share a little bit about him. He was truly a special guy. He was quiet. He was a quiet guy. But when he did speak, he had such wisdom, you know, everyone would listen to him. And so when he was married, my mom, they were young people, but when she was called to minister, she took a lot of flack from that because women didn't minister back then. And it was like the 80s, early 80s. In the organization that we were in, women did not minister. And so she took a lot of flack for that. And then some would even come to him and say, why are you letting your wife minister? And he said, who am I to say that God didn't call her? You know, he was a special man. He was special to stand up. He was like, no, if God called her, then I'm going to help her do this ministry. And he really was, from day one till the day he passed away, he was there helping with the ministry. He drove her all over the country to minister. He was just an awesome man. And until he couldn't drive anymore, then I took over and drove both of them around the country for her to minister. And so he's what I think of when I think of a special father, a special man, because he was really followed that guiding of God. He was special. He just was special. And that's what I think of the men here today. My sister had shared, I'm glad she's here, Donna. She shared her story last week about him. And I'm going to share just a little bit of it because I can't tell it like she can. But he was special to us. What he did, he'd gotten hurt early in life. He'd gotten injured at work. So he kind of was the stay-at-home dad, and my mom went out to work. So he fixed our breakfast. He took us to school every day. He took me to college in my first year of college. He drove me to college. But she was sharing the story that when she was probably 14, 15, something like that, she had to go to Omaha to the dentist. And it wasn't something that she'd ever done before. And she thought she was going to have to go in and take care of everything. She was nervous. And she shared to my dad that she was nervous about it. She said, I'm a little nervous and I don't know. What should I say? What should I do? And because he was quiet, he didn't say anything. He just kept driving and took her there. And when they got there, he got out, he walked her in, he got it all set up for her. He was a dad. Amen. He was special. He did all of the worry, all of the stress was unnecessary because he was the dad. That's what God is to us. He's our father, but that's also what you are. And what I want today is to let you know that as men, as fathers, as stepfathers, as father figures, you are special. You're special to us. Here at Broadway Christian, you're special to your families, but you're also special to God. You are special to God. And I want to just point that out to you today with a few stories from some of the things that I've experienced over the last year here with all of you. You've all been such a blessing to me. I always share how Ed reminds me of my dad. And he's just cool, just like my dad, kind of quiet. But man, when he says something to me, it's awesome. It's like uplifting and it keeps me going. It's like God sent him to do what my dad used to do for me. So let's look at this first scripture. Because men, you are special. You are special to God. You are special to us. Psalms 8, 3 through 9. When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. He made you. The words, it's saying, what is man that God is mindful of you? What is it that you are so special to him? God loves you. You are special. I want you to go out of here today with your chest out because you are special. Amen. I want you to tell your whole family, that's right, I'm special. God was mindful of me. He was thinking of me. Amen. He was thinking of us. I used to share this in women's conferences and things like that. But you know what? It is important for our fathers, our father figures, for them to know how special they are, how important it is that they uplift us, that they say kind words. Like I said, I run to sit next to Ed in Bible study because when I sit next to him, he says, I'm so glad you're here. Isn't that cool? Sometimes you don't realize you need to hear that. But he'll say, I'm so glad you're here. He'll say, boy, are we lucky to have you here. I'm like, oh, wow, thank you. Thank you. That's so cool. Thank you. He'll just share other stories with me. Because you're special, men of God, Broadway Christian men, you're special. And it's important that you do that, not just to me, but to each of us, all of the young people, all of the women. Isn't it nice to just share, oh, we're so happy you're here. I mean, you'd think it wouldn't matter, but boy, it really does. It's really kind of cool to have someone say that. You know, my dad would always say that to us. I love to share that because I live with him. He would see me in the morning before makeup and before my hair is on and he would still say, you sure look beautiful, daughter. You know, and it was like, that's something that it's nice to have someone to uplift you and make you feel better. And so I noticed that here at Broadway Christian, a lot of you all do that. So that's why I want you to know today, you're special. You are special in the eyes of God, but you're also very special to us. We need you. We need you to continue to do that. Not only here in the walls of Broadway Christian, but when you're out, there are young men that need you to just speak a positive word into their lives. You've lived a long time. You have wisdom to share and they need it. We all need that wisdom that you have. And so you are special to God. You are special to us. You are special to your families, but you are special to God. Psalms 139 and 14. It says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And I always use this for my teenage girls, but isn't it wonderful to know that you too, men of God, you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. You too can go into the mirror and say, like I said, today I want you to leave here. I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God. He created me to be a man of God. He created me to speak into the lives of people, to share with them that they are loved by God. We need you to do it as well. Young men need to see you sharing how wonderful God is. I was watching this show the other night, and they were saying we kind of need to return back to men who stood up and, you know, who were encouraging to the next generation. And this guy was saying they're not doing that. And so the next generation are reaching out to people who are not worthy to be sharing their thoughts. They should not be sharing their thoughts because they're not uplifting others. They're putting down women. They're putting down, you know, and I was thinking that is so true. So it's wonderful to have a place to come where men know about God, where they share about his goodness, where they share about his love, where they uplift each other. I have more stories. I have more stories. At the end of Sunday, every Sunday when I go to the back so that I can greet everyone, Gene is the first one there. And he gives me a big hug and says, you did great this week. Isn't that like the coolest thing, you know? And it's like all of these, it's like father figures or grandfather figures. And it's just so cool to have them. I don't know if they know how powerful that is for lifting us up, for keeping us going, to know that there are people behind us, that they have our back. You know, it's kind of neat to know that they have our backs, that they're uplifting us and they're caring for us and they're building up our confidence and building up our trust and our walk in God. Men, you are needed. You are needed because you are special. You are special to us, and you are special to your families, and you are special to God. Another story. It's Tom. And it's just been like this. I mean, it's just kind of been so cool over this year. It's a different experience for me because I've never been in this leadership position before. I've always been the person behind the scenes. And so it's just really been kind of cool to have that, all of that positive feedback, all of that. I ran into Tom at the store, and gosh, the joy that he had when he saw me on the paper plate aisle. He came around the corner. And it was so cool to see. Oh, wow. That is just so cool to me to see that joy that he was, you know, just like, that's my pastor. That's, you know, it was so cool. And they do that, you know, they do that for all of us. And so I really thank God for them. But I have a second story about Tom. When I first started here, probably was maybe 3 or 4 Sundays in, I preached this sermon, and it was, I was sharing how, I don't remember the sermon exactly, but I know what I was talking about, because it's one of those things, a pivotal moment in your life that stays with you. So when I got ordained, it was a wonderful, joyous day, and one lady walked up to me, and you all know that I'm not a loud person. I have a smaller, my voice is smaller, it's just softer is what it is. So I preached about that. And I shared how I've overcome. I can still, you know, I'm an overcomer. So, but at the end of service, when Tom came through the line, he said, "I don't think you have a small voice at all. I like your voice." You know, what a cool thing to say. That's something that I'm always kind of struggling with, to make sure that I'm loud, to make sure that that I'm overcoming that. I was just born with a softer voice, but you know, you have to work with that. But that was just the coolest thing. It just was awesome to have him come through. We need people to uplift us, to say a kind word. This is the house of God. We're representing him. So we need you, fellas. We need you, men, fathers, stepfathers, father figures. It's so cool. Without my dad being here, I never thought how nice it is to have father figures. I never really thought about it. I thought about it for my son because I was a single mother, but I never thought about it for myself. But wow, how cool is that to have father figures that can speak into our life? And that's what you all do here at Broadway Christian. And we're so blessed. We're so blessed for that. And so I thank God for that. I thank God. And I had something else I wanted to say, and I'm like, I got caught up in that. But I just thank God for, I thank God for you. And I want to encourage you to know that you are special and you're so needed. You're so needed here. We need you to speak into our lives. We need you to speak into the lives of young people as they start to come back in again, and to see you all here, knowing that you've made God your priority, that you make that sacrifice and make God your priority. What a cool, cool thing to do. We thank God for you. I'm going to keep saying it because I want you to leave out of here feeling like, yes, I'm the man today. I want you to leave out of here. I am the man. Hey, God, I'm God's man. That's what I want you to, when you go out to dinner with your family, you see your grandkids and kids and whatever it may be, I want you to tell them, hey, I'm special. I'm God's man. I want you to have that in your spirit today. So our final scripture today is from, it's from Jeremiah 33:3. It says, "The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." He loves you, men. He loves you, fathers, and he's drawn you, and he's allowed you to come and be a blessing to us. One last story. There were so many this year. It just was an amazing, blessed year for me. But one last story. Now, we didn't know our grandparents very well. They all passed away pretty much before we were born, or we were very little, so we didn't know them very well. But I always said, gosh, I would tell my family, Daryl reminds me of my dad's dad. He just reminds me of him. And I said, I don't know, you know, because he is another one who just speaks positivity to me. And it's so cool and it's so important. It's so important to have people speaking positivity to you as you're, you know, I'm getting used to doing this job and I want to bless you all. And I'm always like, I hope I say the right things and I hope I'm, you know, I hope people are touched. And so when they come through the line, that's where I have a lot of interaction. But there, he's always a blessing. Barb is as well, but it's Father's Day, so I'm talking, but I'm talking about, they are a blessing to me. And so I thank God for them. But Daryl came through the line one Sunday, and he's always saying, oh, I love that sermon. And we talk about God, how it's Romans 12 and 12, the verse that says we have to renew our minds daily. We talk about that all the time. It's an important scripture for both of us because we have to renew our minds constantly, because when you're in a leadership position or when you're constantly fighting, the devil's always trying to put things in your mind, you know, to distract you, to discourage you, any of that. So that's one of those scriptures that we talk about. But this week he came through the line and he said, would you be my granddaughter? And I just thought that was so cool. I'm like, yes, I will. I would do that. And it just was such a blessing because I didn't tell him that he reminded me of my grandfather. But how cool was that, that God put that in his spirit, that he would ask me that. And just a blessing. It was just a blessing. So I want you all to know, as I'm coming to a close on this sermon this week, first, men, I want you to leave out of here with your chest out, telling everyone you're special today when you go out to dinner, whatever you do. Second, I want you to know you are special. You are special to us here at Broadway Christian. We appreciate that you take the time each week to come here and fellowship with us. We thank God for you. We thank God for the wisdom that you give us. We thank God for the encouraging words that you give us. We just thank God for you. We thank God. You are special to your family. And finally, you are special to God. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. He's thought of you. He took time to make you and create you so that you could be a blessing to others. He loves you with an everlasting love, is what the word said. Know that when the enemy tries to discourage you and make you think that it's you're done or whatever it may be that the enemy tells you, no, you are special to God. And it can't be, I mean, it's good to be special to us, but it's great to be special to God. He loves you with an everlasting love. So let's pray today. Lord, we thank you, God, for our fathers today. We thank you for our father figures, God. We thank you for our stepfathers and our uncles and our brothers and, God, those who had to step in, God, those who took the time to teach and to coach and all of those, God, who have took the time to love on the fatherless. We thank you for them, God. We thank you. You put it in their hearts. And today, God, we're asking that you give them a sense of joy, God, knowing that they are special to you. We thank you for it, God. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory for each one, God, each one of the fathers here today, God, each one, God, however they may be, a mentor, God, a coach, any of that where they've put and invested time into other people. We thank you for them, God. We thank you. And we ask that you would go with them, God. Fill them up each day knowing you have a purpose, God, and a call on their lives, God, to be fathers, to be mentors, to be friends. God, we thank you for it and we give you praise. And then, God, we pray again, Lord, just for those who are experiencing a need of healing. We thank you, God, that you are the healer. We ask that you would touch them, each person, God, from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet. Lord, let your healing virtue flow, God, and make a difference. And we thank you, God, that you would guide the doctor's hands. You would give the doctors wisdom as they speak into their lives. And we just give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you because you are a loving God. And we bless your name today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.